The legendary actor Sidney Poitier died this morning. He was 94. He was the first black man to win an Oscar for Best Actor, and that was for Lilies of the Field in 1963. Sidney Poitier is remembered for many other films, including Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in 1967.
I'm your son. I love you. I always have, and I always will. But you think of yourself as a colored man. I think of myself as a man.
Film critic Ty Burr is here. He runs Ty Burr's Watch List on Substack. And Ty, how do you remember Sidney Poitier on this day?
Well, I think it's absolutely impossible to overstate his impact and his importance on both the movies and American culture in the years between World War II and leading up into the Civil Rights era. He was the first black man to be nominated for Best Actor for 1958's The Defiant Ones. As you mentioned, he's the first black actor to win Best Actor for Lilies of the Field. It would be another four decades before Denzel Washington, before the next black actor to win that award came along, with Denzel Washington. He was, in 1967, he was the top box office draw in America. He had three films, To Sir With Love, which he had a hand in the profits and made a mint off that. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which was the biggest box office hit of the year. And I think the most important one, and the one that won Best Picture that year, was the In the Heat of the Night. Which he has a scene in which he slaps, he's a northern detective who slaps a white man in the South. And that, to me, is a huge turning point in what could be portrayed and in race in America. Those roles boxed him in. Not arguably. I mean, he was on the record about it as well, as were many critics, that his being the first made him boxed into a position of, nobility that worked against him as an actor. And I think it's interesting
Him being boxed in. Let's listen to Sidney Poitier talking about that at the Oscars in 2002.
Back then, no route had been established for where I was hoping to go. No pathway left in evidence for me to trace. No custom for me to follow.
Now, just briefly, Ty, despite his groundbreaking work, what challenges did he face in his career?
I think the challenges he faced in his career were getting other roles and getting people to see him not just as the only possible black actor, but somebody who could do a variety of roles. And I think it's interesting that once he, you got out of the 60s, he started directing, and the things he directed were comedies with Bill Cosby, very, raffish uptown comedies. For the first black Western with Harry Belafonte, Buck and the Preacher, he wanted to go in different directions, and he finally was allowed to.
Film critic Ty Burr of Ty Burr's Watch List, remembering actor Sidney Poitier, who died today. He was 94. Ty, thank you.